At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oregon defeats Rutgers 56-10. Mm-hmm. My friend, it wasn't that close to begin with. It turns out, as the great Jeff Rust always says, run the ball. Run the ball.
Run the ball.
That was a very large key to success in their victory over Rutgers over the weekend. And look, here's what went down. Not a whole lot to get into with this game. Here's what went down. I'm mad, and you suck, mm-hmm. and I'm going to take it out on you.
Here's 400 yards of rushing. Deal with it.
Yep. You're just going to take it and like it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an Oregon fan, that's what they did. They went out there, handled business, established themselves, kind of showed a little more dynamic offense. Mm-hmm. I know you weren't in love with some of Dante Moore's throws, but he was incredibly efficient.
Oh, he was incredibly efficient.
15 of 20 for 290 and four tuds.
I'm being picky. I was driving during some of the game, and I came back and caught back up. And even Jerry and Jorgie were like, yeah, you know, DeCorian had to come back for that ball. And it was like, he was wide open. Dante kind of underthrew him there. It was like,
maybe DeCorian Moore is just too good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Rutgers, they lost guys seemingly all game long.
Yeah. And
just wide open, butt naked, just like, how is he that open?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. DeCorian, I mean, he only had two catches, but they were nice catches. And Kenyon Sadiq, he had four catches for 80 yards. That's 20 a catch on average.
Getting dinged up again. Ooh.
I know, but it turns out going to the bread and butter was really all Oregon needed.
Yeah.
Was a game where the defense got after it. You established the run game. You found a new guy that was going to be the player of the week, and that was Noah Whittington, who was just absolutely sensational on Saturday. And Dante was efficient throwing the football. I think that's all you ask for. You're building momentum. Indiana is now way in the past. Mm-hmm. People ahead of you in the rankings have fallen.
Yep.
You are still sitting in a position where you might, I know this is strange to say, Duck fans, but you are sitting in a position where you might avoid the Big Ten title game, and you might be happy about that. Also,
worked out well for Ohio State.
Also, because you Duck fans, you might be hosting Ole Miss in a playoff game, and that, my friend, is must-see television.
Holy.
That is what you do. I am trying to go to that game. I'll tell you that. You know what? Side note right here. If Oregon gets Lane Kiffin in a playoff game at Autzen, I'll be there. I will go down to that
game. I'm telling you right now, we're making phone calls.
I'm going to that game.
To our friends here, as we're the home of the Oregon Ducks.
Dude, I know the sideline reporter on the radio.
We have a pretty good relationship with him. Pretty good relationship.
You might
with
hook
him.
It up.
I would.
One
be,
might say a friend of the program.
A friend of the program.
Let me tell you right
the
now. Believers. I would be there.
I think that'd be cool. So, like, you're in a good position. Offense looks good. Kenyon Sadiq, my guy. He's back. You look good. You feel good. You came out, for the most part, healthy. We'll see what happens with Sadiq and how banged up he actually is.
That's my only worry with him, is that he seems to be a guy that's...
Well, big guy fall hard.
He's so athletic. Like, does his body not handle how athletic he is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's kind of a... Not that he's fat, but it's like, it's kind of the Zion Williamson of it all. Of like, this guy is so freaky. Gronk was this.
Yeah.
He was so big and freaky that, you know, just like, when you're one of those guys, it's almost impossible to stay that way. just do it, Sprague.
They're over here, buddy.
There we go. Sprague skis.
He just needs to pull a rope and just not care and walk in.
Totally. It would have been a lot better for you, buddy.
A little bear crawl.
I mean, there's some turnover situations you got to figure out. You know, some fumbles, interceptions, things like that. But I think with the game so in hand, you're going to kind of let those slide a little bit, I guess.
Sure. I mean, Lanning loves to have a mistake because he can throw it up on the board.
Totally. And that's what they'll work on.
In a butt whooping like that, you're like...
Yeah, Gary Bryant, DeCorian, stop fumbling the ball.
Hey, let's not get too high on our own supply.
Oh, yeah. You know he wanted to keep that a clean sheet.
Oh, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, three in the first quarter, so it pissed him off for the rest of the game, so that's why we hang 60 on you.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, Danny.
I told you.
Oh, Dan Lanning.
I told you that 17.5-point line, I didn't like it. And I was like, if you don't go out there and absolutely cover this, it is absolutely a disappointment.
It's because Vegas doesn't know what I know, and that is the bottom of the Big Ten is absolutely garbage.
Mm.
It is hot garbage beyond hot garbage, all right? Oregon State plays UCLA. That's a toss-up. That's how hot garbage it is at the bottom.
Hmm.
Okay?
I'm almost willing to give UCLA not the benefit of the doubt, but I'm
giving them a little credit.
I'm getting there because they're offensively.
Well, they're winning for the Gipper.
Yeah, offensively, they're pretty good now. It's weird. I don't know what to do with that.
It is weird. Was Foster really that bad?
It appears so.
Wow. By the way, UCLA, one of seven teams in the Big Ten at 3-1, tied for third in the conference behind Indiana and Ohio State. Tied with the Ducks, 3-1 in the conference.
I saw a great meme of James Franklin's long-term goal. This was his long-term goal, was to lose to UCLA to put a spark in them, so they go on a run, beat Ohio State, and get into the playoff.
Wow.
The long play.
I like that.
The long play from James Franklin. Congrats, Ducks. 56-10. Next week, you'll get Wisconsin. We'll have Tyson Algeron on Wednesday, kind of recap this game and look ahead to Wisconsin. And speaking of another team that's just in a really, really rough shape, that game could get ugly quickly. What did I say the spread was? 34.5? I might hammer that spread. Lay the big wood down, as they say.
Mm. I'm not touching 34.5.
Well, don't do it for the Cougs because they'll cover.
Yeah, this is the same. But I'm talking about if there's like functional teams at play, I'm not touching those lines.
I don't know.
Ever.
Wisconsin is that bad.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.